Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of Grant and Danny, the law firm Condori and Murad, would like to help you to draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Right now on the Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, we find John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN, and he's stopping by to give us the latest from minicamp today. John, thanks so much. I know you're out in the sun today watching the Commanders. We appreciate a few minutes. Why don't we start with the guys that did show back up? Laremy Tunsil, we knew he was going to be there based on him being involved in social stuff yesterday. And then Marshawn Lattimore. I guess no surprise, but this is a good sign on both fronts, huh?
For sure. And like you said, no surprise, because they both had a history of missing OTAs with their former teams, but also attending the mandatory mini camps. And so, yeah, I was expecting them. And Tunsil did some work during individual drills, a couple reps here and there, nothing in the when they would do some 11-on-11 work during practice. But Lattimore looked like he was doing everything. So, you know, which is a good sign. Special teams warm-up drills, you know, tip drills, things like that, all the DB warm-up drills, 7-on-7, 11-on-11, all of that.
So, John, for me, I'm one of those old-school annoying hardliners. I just think everyone should be there. But put that aside for a second. My Trent Williams corollary always was, he doesn't go, but God, that dude's awesome, right? So as long as you're awesome, it's like, what are people like me going to say?
Right.
In the past, you know, Marshawn Lattimore was awesome. It's been a few years, right, man. Kind of like the way you do it isn't the most awesome way anymore. I'd be looking for new options or new thoughts or new approaches if I was him. Just your reaction to that.
Yeah, by the way, you cut off real quick there, so I want to make sure I'm reacting to the right stuff. Can you repeat the last part?
Oh, no sweat. Yeah, I mean, so the way Marshawn Lattimore has done it his whole career,
several years ago,
would have been great. The last 3 years have not gone great. I'd be open to new ideas, which would include maybe attending this thing. But just a thought there, your reaction.
I don't think that that's an inaccurate statement. I always fall back on it is voluntary. That means they have the option. Guys do become wedded to what they do. I don't know if what he's doing in the offseason is contributing to, let's say, the hamstring issues, because he's had those. I mean, you can go back to certainly early in college, maybe even high school, that's been an issue for him. So I don't know if he were here, is that going to change for him? I don't know. As far as his play goes, how much of that is related to the injuries? So, yeah, listen, when DeSean Jackson was here, nobody ever fretted about him missing the stuff because he'd do the same thing every year, 50 touchdowns, you know, 50 catches, eight to 10 touchdowns, whatever, a lot of big plays. That's, and you know, the offense. Terry McLaurin, you can't worry about him being here because you know when he gets here, he knows the offense. You know what he's going to be working on. He's done this every year, for, you know, plays every game, whatever. But yeah, I don't think it's inaccurate to say you would like Marshawn to be here. And it's funny because I had a coach tell me last week, like, oh, he can't wait to get here. He's hungry to get here. I'm like, well, he could have been here earlier if he'd wanted to, if he was that hungry. But it is voluntary. And I think even if he had been here, the question we all would have is, can he stay healthy during the season, and what does it look like? So, you know, we'll see. That question would remain even if he had been here.
Right. The health is a huge factor, there's no doubt. Right. And it's part of the performance. But the performance, when he was quote-unquote healthy, was also bad. So here's my question on this. A little bit long-winded, but last year we had Adam Peters on during training camp. And I remember we were talking about the roster as it was built, and I said, the one spot on the team that I just can't really see working out is cornerback. And I basically asked him to make the case for why corner would work. And he went on this big rant about how much they loved Emmanuel Forbes and how they thought he was going to bounce back and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Now, after the call, I said to Danny, I don't know if he actually believes that or if he's just a GM saying the nice thing about the player that he's trying to empower. But you fast forward a couple weeks, he'd been benched. A couple weeks after that, he'd been cut. When they're talking so nicely about Lattimore, do they actually believe that he's still a stud, or are they just empowering him? I guess the fact that they rolled the dice when they could have gotten out of the deal tells you that they really do believe he's still a baller.
Well, I think they believe that he can get to a certain level. And the question, I think, that for them, what you would hear is, how much did the injury take out of his play last year? Like, you know, and other corners would say this too. Like, it's one thing. I'm going to say a couple things here. So the first part from their perspective is, okay, he missed all that time with the hamstring injury. When you come back, even though you're healthy, you're not at exactly 100% playing performance, right? So he's getting thrust back in there, and in a couple weeks you're facing A.J. Brown, you're facing Mike Evans, A.J. Brown again. You know what I mean? Like, so those were tough assignments for a guy coming off an injury, or even whether or not he was off an injury, it's still a tough assignment, but coming off that, how much did that impact his play? It's really hard for me to say, right? And I think from their perspective, they're looking at like, okay, that's what they're kind of clinging to a little bit. I did talk to someone else who knew his game well, too, and said, well, that's how he was playing before the injury. So we'll see. But I do think there's an element of that, can still get back to a certain level just by being healthy. And even like the first A.J. Brown game against the Eagles, he had some plays that were really good. And then it was very mixed, right? But then in the playoffs, it was not what you wanted, what they hoped for. I think it's whatever they're saying, to me, it's still a wait and see. What level, if he stays healthy, what level can he get to? And if he stays healthy, he's played, is it 26 games combined the last 3 years? Like, that's an if that we got to see. It's a big if.
John, what's our Terry timeline?
I don't know on this one. Last time I felt really good that they would get something done. This one is just feels trickier, at least for right now, right? For June 10th, it's trickier because the age of Terry is going to be 30, an age where receivers typically start to go down. He does not seem to be going down. And, right? I mean, he's coming off, you know.
Career year.
Best year, yeah.
Right. And it's not like it was just because of Jane. I mean, he was productive before this, but you have a quarterback who trusts you because of how you are, and then you have a quarterback who can get you the ball because you trust him, right? It's a really good situation for both. So I think because of that, you have to say, like, these guys know how important he is and what he means. But I think that age thing is, like, what's the real comp here? And, you know, I bring up a lot, like, DK Metcalf, but he's 2 years younger. But he got, what, you get, like, 30 per year with, like, 60 guaranteed. The production over their career is the same, and they're the same draft class, but he's 2 years younger. But then you look at, like, Mike Evans, who got 2 years and 42, was it like a year ago? But he was 30 or 31 which is Terry's age, but he'd been in the league for 3 years more. So you have more wear and tear. You're further along in your career. How much more do you have? Whereas Terry, you know, you could rightly look at it and say, like, yeah, could you see him have another 3 good years? Well, yeah. What, you know? So that's where the tricky part is, you know, but there's that age thing, and then there's also where he's at in his career. I don't know that there's a great comp for him necessarily, which I think makes it a little bit dicey, or not trickier, I would say, to navigate. And don't forget, like, Adam Peters was in San Francisco when you had a couple guys holding out who got signed later in camp. I don't know if that means he's comfortable with it, but it's like he's got experience with it. But I don't know. Like, this one, I don't know what the real, you know, the timeline is. And again, when we get closer to camp, that's when you start to, I think, get a little bit more, I don't know if concerned is the right word, but I don't maybe concerned about where it's going to go, right? But there's still a long way to go. He missed it the last time he had the extension. He missed minicamp the last time he had the extension, and he has turned out okay. So right now, you don't freak out, but I don't know the timeline, because I just don't know that, like, I think it's just a little bit of a trickier one than last time.
Makes
Not
sense.
That it can't get done. It certainly can get done.
Right.
It's just a little bit different situation.
Well, he's also coming off a career year and a contract year, yeah, which is also petrifying from a team standpoint in a lot of ways,
correct,
you know, for obvious
right.
reasons.
And the team's going to look at it and say, like, listen, he is going to turn 30, and historically receivers do this after that age. But does that apply to him? Because, like, where are they? How many years have those guys been playing in the league? Is that a factor, too? Because, again, you have more wear and tear. And, like, that's something else to look at as well. But the other thing is, like, you could look at it and say, listen, man, if he had had Jaden Daniels for a couple years in a row, what would his numbers look like? You know?
My concern level is probably a 0 out of 10. So I'll just get that out of the way before I ask this. But that having been said, I mean, it is tricky. And I just find it interesting. Like, I don't think they have much of a choice, honestly. And here's what I mean by that. When you preach culture like they do and identity like they do and the commander tag in every video that comes out from the draft, like Johnny Newton is a commander label and Tyler Biotish is Mr. Commander. And if you cut Josh Connerly open, a commander falls out. What the hell is Terry McLaurin then?
Right.
So with all due respect, I mean, all these guys are Mr. Commander. The actual Mr. Commander is putting his hand out going, whenever you're ready.
Well, yes. And here's the thing you know about with Terry. I mean, first of all, he lived through a lot of nonsense here. And he always maintained the same level of professionalism, right? Whether it's dealing with us, whether it's his approach to the job and his position. And one of the things Dan Quinn talked about today was just like how much he works in the details of that position. And every year, you know, there's always something. What are you going to improve on? What are you going to work on this offseason? It's contested catches. It's, you know, catches away from your body. And, you know, at the top of your route, how do you separate? There's always something that he's working on to get better. So you know he's going to continue doing that. So that's exactly what you want in that room. And he's productive. He's very good. And he plays the way you want him to. He's not a guy who's going to whine and complain. So, you know, It's just, so yeah, you're right. There's a lot, but the other part too, Grant, is what are your options if he's not here?
Right.
Like, I mean, I think they have some good complimentary guys. Like, I like Noah Brown. If he stays healthy, I think Debo can help. But you don't have that guy without him. And I've also said too, like, for McLaurin, I do believe, like, this is the market for him. Like, this is, you know, like, he's rather popular here, and he should be, because he was the one guy during a terrible, some dark years that you could point, that fans could point to and say, like, that's my guy, right? So, like, that matters here. Now, if he was somewhere else, is he going to be that same guy? Well, no, it's really hard to be that guy somewhere else, but he is here. And how much is, you know, so I think both sides together work very well. Like, they both matter to each other. But on the field, like, do you think Jaden would rather have him there or not? You know, like, yeah, of course. So I think that eventually is what you have to come back to. Like, they need him out there.
Ben Sinnott didn't do a ton in year one. I think a couple reasons. One, Zach Ertz was healthy for the first time in a long time and kind of had his own renaissance year. Plus, John Bates is such a good, you know, almost like an extra lineman there as a blocker. Almost like he couldn't get in and sort of fit in anywhere, and it can be a slower adjustment sometimes for tight ends at this level. What do you think his prognosis is this year, maybe even going forward?
Good question. I think, you know, one thing that you always, especially with, like, not every player develops at the same pace. And I think physically there's a lot of good things that he offers. And sometimes you just have to, your game just has to mature, right? And I think that's part of it. And you also know, like you said, Ertz playing a lot, but his reps, like Sinnott's reps down the stretch decreased after that New Orleans game. And in the playoffs, I think the one game, I think against the Eagles, he played 3 snaps. So, and some of that is just packages, whatever, but there was a definite reduction in play time. So, is it just because of those guys' presence? To a degree, because, you know, if you're not using a lot of 3 receiver sets, or excuse me, 3 tight end sets, but what else in your game do you have to improve on? And that's like, and again, that maturation is, as far as just learning more about all aspects of the job, whether it's, you know, from how you run certain routes, like watching Ertz warm up, or just, you know, in practice, like how much that guy works on his footwork going through with the tight ends coach during like special teams drills, and watching him like going over footwork on various routes, or how he comes off the line, or could be a block or whatever. Like, those are the little things that can help you improve. And so does he, you know, will some of that stuff, if he's doing it, will that enhance his game in year two? And then does he get more chances? So, and then if so, what does he do with them? But I will say, like, you know, even in training camp last year, it's not like he was jumping out and you're saying like, oh boy, they just got to find some. And not that it was terrible, it's just that it wasn't jumping out. So, you know, you would like to see a little bit more from him in that regard. But again, like, I think the same thing could be said of McCaffrey. Not everybody develops at the same rate. So sometimes it may take a guy a year or two to learn how to play at this level.
John Keim, you can read his work at ESPN.com. Last one for me, Cakes. Brian Robinson's still the guy in the backfield.
Yep.
Is that because that's what they wanted, or just the way it worked out?
Oh, I think it's maybe a combo of both. I know, like, running back was on the list going into the draft. But I think if they really, really wanted to, if they were really had their design, you know, sights set on replacing him, well, they could have drafted somebody in the first round or maybe even the second round, right? So I think they're comfortable with him, but they definitely wanted to add somebody, and that's where how you get, you know, Kroski Merritt in the 7th round, and you have Robinson here, and, you know, clearly a big emphasis was improving that offensive line, and whoever they were going to bring in at running back, whoever is running the ball, you needed better work up front. And so I think that's why, you know, you're going to have three new starters this year. I mean, Coleman I would put as a new starter because he'll be at left guard. But so you'd have new starters at 3 spots. That says a lot what they thought, right? So I think, you know, I think with Robinson is if they have some better blocking up front, then he can be fine, right? But I think you still needed someone with a little bit more juice out of the backfield. And I think that's what, if Kroski Merritt hits, that's what he can provide. But, you know, he's got to hit. And the one thing we know, GP, is like in June, a lot of running backs can look really good because you're not getting hit. It's when the pads come on, right?
No doubt.
Like, you've got to see it. And just having that. But I think he's an intriguing guy because of that. But Robinson,
that one game he played, by the way.
The only game.
Like, the game. But, I mean, there was there was a couple nasty runs in that game.
Dude, he runs like, there was like the year before, he had a game against when he was at New Mexico. I want to say, I can't remember if it was like Utah State or somebody like that, where the violence that he ran with late in the game, I think it was like multiple overtimes, and just how he was running late was just like, there's something there. So did they get a big time gem? I think he's, like I said, to me, he's very intriguing because, like, you saw some signs, and where would he have gone had he played all year? But the other part too, it was a running back rich draft, so that was going to push down a guy who didn't play last year. So, you know, I'm intrigued by him, but like I said, like, until you get the pads on with them. But the things that you see on film, like he's always getting extra yards because he's always leaning forward at contact, and he runs angry.
John, really appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us. Good update.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of minicamp. There's John Keim, ESPN.com. You can read his work from Ashburn. Another day tomorrow, we'll get the latest, everything going on out there. Dan Quinn will speak again. I'm sure the coordinators will step up to the mics as well, because Quinn had a lot to say today about who was there, who wasn't.
Yeah, the Kroski Merritt situation is fascinating. Like, can you imagine? Like, I remember it was amazing when the Texans found Arian Foster, who was a backup running back for a lot of his time in Tennessee. He had 1 year as like the primary starter, and he turned into this star in the league. If Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt somehow turns into like a bell cow running back after playing one game in 2024 because of eligibility issues, like, the scouting staff should just walk in with their hand out and a plane ticket to a tropical destination where they could put their feet up.
Well, he should go first overall in the prediction draft of who's going to take over the fan base.
Oh, 100%.
Who everyone's
going to
fall.
It's already starting to happen, by the way.
Oh, I know. But he's your 1-1. Who's the receiver this year that's going to be that guy? Maybe Jalen Lane, or get all the love at training camp? Maybe. I mean, Kaz Allen is a two-time champion there.
A defending two-time champion.
He's still around. Does he get another opportunity? I'm not sure. But, yeah.
Is it Michael Gallup because of what he was 4 years ago?
Possible. Normally, it's a guy who hasn't had a chance to stink yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gallup, for a few years, has proven he doesn't have anything left with the Cowboys. Yeah. But normally, it's a guy that you haven't seen yet, so he hasn't had a chance to show that he just can't do it. Like, Kane Medrano at linebacker.
People are in love. Speed.
Talent, speed. Yeah. Like, Logan Paulson's preaching him. I get it. Sixth-round pick. But that's the kind of guy it is, where this is going to be the next great player for the Commanders. Because we just haven't seen him yet, so you can say whatever you want at this
point. That's right. That's my biggest corollary. The guy that hasn't had a chance to stink yet is the most admired player.
Tomorrow on the show, we will talk to Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk at 4:30. We're excited for that conversation. We can continue our discussion we had with Clinton Portis on just how much change or things are changing in the NFL as far as running backs getting more work and more carries and the fact that teams are shifting in that direction. Also want to get you an update on the process to build a football stadium in D.C., RFK 2.0. Got a little development there today.
A little development.
So we'll see if that means a whole lot moving forward. I'm sure a lot of reporting will be done between now and then. So we're back at 2 o'clock. You want to be with us from 2 to 6:30 tomorrow. Thanks much for listening to the program. Pre-game of Nats baseball in 15 minutes and first pitch at Citi Field against the Mets at 7:10 tonight. Thanks to Darris, Toby, and Ryan, Grant and Danny, saying so long.
Thank you for coming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. This update is brought to you by TheWindowMan.com, the educational window company. Baseball tonight. Nationals begin a three-game series at Citi Field, taking on the New York Mets, 7:10 first pitch. You can hear the game right here on The Fan. Mackenzie Gore takes the hill for the Nationals. Griffin Canning gets the ball for the Mets. Last night in hockey, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Panthers dominating the Oilers, winning 6-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 going to be on Thursday. NBA Finals off once again today. Game 3 going to be tomorrow night in Indiana for the Thunder and the Pacers. And in the NFL, mandatory minicamps getting underway around the league. Marshawn Lattimore and Laremy Tunsil weren't at OTAs. They were at mandatory minicamp today. Terry McLaurin still not in attendance. Around the NFL, T.J. Watt wasn't at Steelers minicamp. Trey Hendrickson wasn't at Bengals minicamp. Their first-round pick, Shamar Stewart, was there but didn't participate. Also today in the NFL, the Broncos signed running back J.K. Dobbins to a one-year deal worth $5.25 million. Summer heat is on the way. Replace those inefficient vinyl windows now. TheWindowMan.com's fiberglass windows offer maximum comfort and are now $200 off every window. Visit TheWindowMan.com for your free consultation. $200 savings per Infinity replacement window only. Minimums and installation apply. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.